Here.
Hayden.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
Flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We invite you, if you so choose, to remain standing as we pray. Lord, let us hear the hearts. Let us hear the frustrations. Let us hear the kudos. And Father, let us use wisdom in how to apply what we know to those situations. We don't take this job lightly, Lord. And we thank you for wisdom in doing it, for the best possible solutions for our community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
First, I had a question. If that extra water meter that you can purchase, is that for landscaping too, or is it just for pools?
It's for extra water. If you're going to do a lot of watering and stuff, it's not purchasing. You put a deposit down to make sure you get it back later.
Okay. Because we're going to be doing some landscaping. I might do that if I'm going to do that. Okay. And as of last meeting, I just wanted to explain why I'm obsessed with this brick that was on the sidewalk. That it was imported from Germany and laid in 1903. And Mike Zaki relaid that sidewalk, and he was actually awarded a PACA award for his work, his refinishing work, just a restoration, I guess. So it really is valuable. And I have a question on, I know there's some bricks on that truck. I didn't know how I could get those. Well, when they were digging up the sidewalk, he put it all in a truck. So there's bricks and dirt in the truck. And he said he would keep it there so we could get those bricks out of it. But
and
I
more bricks in the truck?
All the bricks that were in that truck were taken back over there.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
And I think they put pea gravel down.
There is some, yes.
And they put that down and kind of, they didn't make it perfect, but they gave you a good base for when you have your guy come and lay
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, that was my other question. Are you going to replace the sidewalk, or do I start putting it on there? Or can I just start pulling up all the brick on the rest of the sidewalk?
So
leave those bare
pieces
there?
Looking at communities around us, and I know Champaign, when people had brick sidewalks, what they kind of did is when they came through in their sidewalk project to replace them, they went through and said, well, you can keep your brick sidewalk, but here's the requirements. You have to keep it level, you have to maintain it, and if you don't, then there'll be ordinance violations, but that sidewalk will be your responsibility from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, a brick sidewalk is a lot more labor intensive than if we just pour concrete.
Right.
They look nicer too, but there's a lot more to it.
Because that used to lead to the front door too, which is on the south side of the house.
Yeah, so that would be your baby from now on. So
one thing I was wondering, just as an option, if you're going to pour a concrete sidewalk, if that's installed, and this doesn't have to be answered now, if it's installed lower and I put the brick on top of the sidewalk, the concrete, that's just an option. And
we have to think about that one.
That's fine.
So
that's fine. I don't need to know that now. Can I start pulling up the brick, though, and just move the barricade back to
the... And I heard someone tried to take the brick.
Yes, that was another thing I was going to say. Last Friday, a girl I worked with at the daycare texted me and said, is someone supposed to be taking the brick? And I said, no. And it turns out Rena told them they could have it.
Okay. I don't know why she would do that, because...
Is she not required to watch the meetings or attend them or anything?
She's not required to.
She should know what's going on if she's going to work for this town.
But I don't know if she said that or not. That was the problem.
Well, she did. I talked to her, yes. Actually, I called the office 4 or 5 times, and she wouldn't answer the phone. So I went to the office, and said, it was Barb Holt that was loading them up. They had two trucks of them. And she goes, I just spent 2 hours loading these up. I'm not going to unload them. I'll send two guys to do it.
She wouldn't answer the phone. We had no internet, so our phones wouldn't work.
So, yeah, right, yeah, that's
okay.
The thing. Our phones are internet-based.
Well,
hopefully we'll have the fiber here soon, and we'll have that problem. We'll be taken care of.
Okay. Well, I just went and asked her if she could send a couple of guys over there, because she was refusing to unload them. And, but they did call for the other truck to come back. By the time I got home, they had unloaded one of them and almost the other one. So I just wondered why she didn't know what was going on. So
I don't know. I mean, she does not require to watch the meetings. So
okay.
She should have checked with the maintenance department.
Well, I think most of them, you're telling them they can, the owners could have them, or
yeah,
the people who live
nearby.
Well,
and you're the owner of that lot, so
yes,
those would go to the owner of the lot before they would go to anybody else.
Yeah, she didn't ask anybody at our house. So okay, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who's next on here? I'm Del. Is that right? Oh, sorry. Couldn't read your cursive.
Well, about the bricks, I went and inquired about getting the bricks, and I was told by Renee couldn't have them. So,
Rena.
I mean, that's what she told me.
Oh.
I'm here as a, I'd like to make a request.
Okay.
I would like, if there comes an appointment up, be appointed to the Planning Commission.
Okay.
So I just wanted to have my name put up there for that position. I've got about 50 years experience in engineering and architectural design, as well as construction and building. I still own a construction company up north doing structural repair to homes. I've been involved with Dayton Associate Engineers, Clark Dietz here in Champaign-Urbana, the parking lot at South Neal and Church and Main Street there. Well, I designed that back in 1969. Robert Dayton and Associates. So I have a lot of experience going in front of planning commissions and getting permits and getting zoning ordinances changed and modified. Also worked with the Village of Grays Lake helping to establish better guidelines for building inspectors. So I just would like to get on that planning commission.
Thank you. Well, we do have one spot open. We can't appoint anybody today because it's not on the agenda.
That's fine.
But we can appoint at the next meeting.
Okay.
Could you go to the next planning and zoning meeting? It is on the 11th?
I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a week from tomorrow. Could you go to the next planning and zoning meeting?
Yes.
Okay, I think it's on the 11th at 6 o'clock here.
Okay.
And then our next board meeting is the 17th. So that'd be the next time we get to appoint someone to the board, to the zoning meeting.
Okay. That's fine.
So, but thank you very much for your interest. I love to have interest in the meetings.
Do we have his contact number?
We do.
Yeah, you don't have to say it out loud. You do.
We do. We
okay, got it.
Vicki, I haven't seen you forever.
Well, probably since I was on his board. But I was wondering about the water prices.
Water prices.
Well, I see on, I know it's
well,
Facebook, but I see on Facebook where these people are having $200 and $300 bills.
Well, if you look at their usage, they're using a lot of water. A lot of people filled up pools and stuff and didn't get second meters. And all they have to do is come in the village and ask, you knew you were on this board.
Yeah.
And if you come in and say, hey, I messed up, I didn't get a second meter, I filled up my pool. And a lot of times our board will waive the sewer fees anyway. So, but instead of coming in and contacting us, they just go to the internet and they have to come contact us. We can't go out and contact everyone that makes a
call. No, I understand. I sweat bullets until I got my water bill.
But they,
like, oh,
I mean,
no.
The water did go up, and if you look at our website, we did a whole water. You can actually come in the office, and the ladies in the office can actually give you the information.
How is it decided on how much you raise the water?
We actually had an engineering company come in and say, this is what we need to do to our system. This is how much money you need to spend on your system. And you need to spend this much money on this on your system over the next 10 years or whatever. And it's all laid out. And this is what your increases need to be to pay for it. Because the 6 years ago, they were paying over $100,000 from the general fund into the water sewer system to write the books, cause it was losing money. And the water and sewer system should not lose money. It should have enough money to fix itself as well as support itself. We shouldn't make a profit necessarily, but it needs to make enough money to keep itself going.
And so have you figured out how many years this is gonna be?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely mapped out on the system. It's completely mapped out what we need to put into it and what we need to do. Now, there's a lot of things that, like we've written for some grants that haven't been applied or we haven't got approved or anything. So there's a possibility we could get a grant and that will change it quite a bit. But if we don't get a grant, the worst case scenario is on our website to fix
well,
it the way we need to fix it.
Okay, so how many raises are on the website right now?
It takes us through 10 years, doesn't it? Help me out here.
I'd help you out, but my
Brian's on the case.
Right.
If you have
Brian's
a question also about your water usage, they can call the office and they can pull your water usage.
I don't have
hour.
A question about it.
No, I'm just saying
you just
in
want
general.
To know what it's
going to
be.
Yeah, they can call you and they can tell you hourly how much water you use. And if you ever do have a leak, the office will call
Which
you
one
if
you
have
want
a lot of water
just
usage.
The water sewer
just to make sure
that
you're aware or anything
it.
Like
so
that.
I appreciate that.
That's
just
the
order.
Go back to the engineering report on the water sewer. Great study. Yeah, there you go. So this is with all the repairs and stuff. This is what the engineering company did for us, and we're looking at a lot of different things. We
page 14.
To keep everything running, this is what we have to do. But we've looked at we're kind of exploring maybe even selling the water or sewer systems, and it won't be a problem anymore. The problem with there's problems with selling it though too. If we sell it, we don't have any control over it anymore, and we won't have any control at all. And we have control now to where if somebody can't pay their bill, we work with them and we make payments. We don't charge people interest, you know, and stuff. There is late fees, but we've waived those in the past, and we can work it like a family, sort of. But
how many do you know? How many raises that you are expecting to have to do?
These go, this is 20 years.
3%. Sorry. Eyes are bad.
5%.
Okay, so we have some big raises coming down the pipe.
Like
and then
10%? What?
So
I
started,
25.
These are the past. These are the
25%.
Past raises. 2, 16, 5. The current one, is that the current one, 13?
No,
that was current in 2019, so.
They had to refigure.
For 21, and that's why you should look at the ordinance, because that is what we.
Yeah, it's 25%.
So that's each year you're raising? Or
for
is that just.
For a couple years, it kind of goes like that, and then it goes down to the 3% after that.
Okay.
This is the current ordinance right here, where it says.
Write that into your hand. 10%.
10%.
10%.
That's water.
And then the sewer also went up too. The sewer went up more. Is it 28?
28 in 2022.
I can't highlight.
17.8 in 2023. 13.7 in 2024.
Because you know the sewer rate is not the same as the water rate. The sewer rate was way behind the water rate, so this will kind of catch the sewer rate up to the water rate.
Excuse me.
What is the town site that I can look that up?
This is the Village of Tolono's website.
TolonoIL.us.
I'm sorry.
U.S.
Is there any at?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Just www.tolonoil.us.
Okay, thank you.
I think it's on our business card. It's on our business card.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
no,
it.
No problem. But like I said, please come to the meetings and ask, because nobody asks, and I mean, we've tried to be completely, everything out there for everybody to see.
Yeah, I understand. I just worry that it's not, I'm okay, but I worry about others that can't pay that.
Well, and one thing I wanna look into, and we talked about this briefly at another meeting, and Rick, and Brandy and I haven't had a chance to sit down and kinda go over it. I'd like to propose an ordinance for our seniors or fixed income or, you know, like have some stuff in there so we can give a little bit of a discount. I kinda straw pulled the board and the board's kinda for that too. I just haven't had a chance to sit down. Brandy did some vacation time, I did some vacation time, and we just need to kinda, she needs to play catch up and I'm playing catch up at my work.
You just have to remember that if we do that, that skews the numbers.
Yeah, and it messes up Larry's number, our engineering number too, but I mean, because that's my concern too. That's a huge concern I have too.
That's good.
And I'm kind of looking at all the sides of it and I had a meeting yesterday with one of the water companies too, just to get ideas, what their rates are, what their proposed rates are, what like I've looked at Fisher and some of the other places that have just gotten bought out recently, like Sidoris and Philo. And Philo is, I think, Aqua. The rest of the communities have been bought out around here. Sidoris was all American Water bought them.
Can you refresh my memory? Is everybody on the Mahalat Aquifer? Do all those companies?
Well, yes, because Philo is a different company, but that company buys their water from American Water. So it's the exact same water that we have here as what they have in Philo.
Okay.
And their rates, so there's a lot to look at, and there's a lot of information, and the problem is, how do we get all that information out to the public? So everybody can look at it, and Facebook is nice in a way, but then you have people on there that are saying things that aren't true, and it gets put out of proportion. That's why we put everything out there, so everybody can look at it, and we want people like you to come in and say, hey, this is the questions I have, and why is it doing it? So.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you can always come in the office, and they can print these studies off for you.
I'll get Brandy, appreciate it.
Well, you got Rena. Rena's in the front office.
Well, that's true.
And they can always just print it off and.
Okay,
send you on your way, so. But thank you very much for coming in, Vicki.
Uh-huh.
You about ready to come back on board?
No.
Does anybody else wanna talk?
I've just got a question.
Yes, sir.
Are these rates the same at all the different, throughout the town? Are there different zones that are different?
No, there's not different zones. There is different rates for different meter sizes, but I think, I'm gonna say all residential meters should be the same size, but as soon as I say that, then I'll get proven wrong that there'll be one residential meter that'll be a little bit bigger, but all the residentials should be the same meter size. And if you look at the ordinance, it's done by the meter sizes right here. So, like businesses, I'm sure Monocle's has a bigger size meter.
I don't know.
I don't know either, so.
I
know
I'm
that
not sure
the, like the grain bins, they have a huge meter out there, so they're charged a little bit different. So, the trailer park has a huge meter out there, so they're charged a little bit different. So. But no, like I said, and if you guys can't, if somebody can't get online, just come in the office. We'll print the ordinance out, and you can pick it up and read it at your leisure. And even these engineering studies, we'll print all of that out too. We used to have a couple copies that were floating around here. I think they've eventually all kind of, people walked off with them. So. Any other questions? All right. Engineering. Now that this is the guy to talk to about the engineering stuff that we're working on.
Hello, Larry Johnson. I'm with Fairgram. I'm spending your money. Okay, so we're looking at improvements to the system. But let me start off, because it wasn't mentioned anywhere in the agenda. agenda that, you know, the village did put in for some grant money to help defray some of the expenses of keeping the system solvent and keeping it going. And Brandy and I have been working on answering questions, so there's a, out there, might make you salivate, but we haven't gotten it yet, it's only discussed. There's a $5 million request for Rebuild Illinois that they're picking up and asking questions about, that the village applied for, and then it got put on a shelf for the last 6 months. If that comes through, then all of these ordinances can be revised considerably, because that'll be a great influx in outside money to help pay for things. And the American Rescue Plan Act allocated some money to Tolono, and I believe the number is $420,000 in two payments. And the first payment is supposed to be deposited in the village's account sometime by the end of September, I think, and then the second half of that number a year in the future. So it's all part of the COVID Relief Act, but it just is filtering down through the gut layers of government very slowly. So it helps with some of the expenses, but it's difficult to count on that money. That's all. It's just, it's out there. It's generally applied on a need basis to communities. Unfortunately, Tolono was not as needy as a lot of communities are in Illinois, and so you don't score as well on that need basis, but there is still some money out there available. So that having been said, I want to give a quick update on the upgrade to the wastewater treatment plant, which we're hoping to have ready for bids by the end of the year. There's some 30-year financing available at EPA for 1.35% money for 30 years to help finance improvements to the wastewater plant that have been deferred for years and years and years. Your plant is probably in its second lifetime as far as the last improvements to it, so it's long overdue. And if the community wants to remain viable, we have to upgrade the facilities. And so that unfortunately turns into some dollars.
What accounts for needy then? I mean, when you said that we're not as needy.
Well,
we make $300 over the median income in the state of Illinois.
Yeah,
the median. That's why it kicks us out of all the grants.
I see. Okay,
yeah, most of the grants are written if you're below the statewide median income level, and unfortunately Tolono is over that number just barely.
Okay.
Now you could question all day long, does the census people, you know, draw the lines properly and do they, you know, but the official numbers unfortunately put you just above that magic number.
Okay,
as an average income in the community. It's over the average for the entire state, in other words. So that being said, we had a status meeting last week with Ryan and Scott. We spent a couple of hours going over the documents and where we are with the wastewater treatment plant improvements. I handed out one of the exhibits that we talked about. It's dated differently. You got one 2 weeks ago. It's a work in progress, so now there's one dated July 29th, and that's the one I just handed out. And on there, there's color coding, and the blue colors represent things that really weren't budgeted for in the facility plan, but we're looking at whether it's a good idea to include it in the improvements. Everybody will ask, what are we adding? What's the cost? What's the rate impact, et cetera, et cetera? A month from now, we're going to be submitting a preliminary cost estimate that represents what you're looking at on here, and that'll then have all the numbers that you guys can look at and say, oh my gosh, maybe we don't need number 200 on here because it's a $1 million hit, you know, and we just don't need a maintenance building that badly. Those are questions not for today. I don't have the actual numbers today. So please bear with me. We have to generate a lot of information in order to be able to back up what we tell you. So, at that meeting, we mentioned that your 5-year discharge permit has been applied for renewal. EPA has submitted a draft. We got a copy. I'm pretty sure it came to somebody. Did you guys get a draft that I missed, Scott? All right. There's probably a draft around somewhere. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Did you get a draft?
Yeah.
Long and the short of it is, because you're doing an upgrade, the limits for how clean you have to make the water before you discharge it have been drastically lowered, so that you now have to remove phosphorus and nitrogen, and you didn't have to do that previously. Those are fertilizer elements. Anybody that's put fertilizer on their crops or their lawns, you understand that when it gets into clean water, it's not a good thing. You know, it affects the fish and whatever. So your new wastewater treatment plant will have some new limits on how clean the water has to be. And part of the renewal of the discharge permit is trying to get those limits as relaxed as possible so that you can beat them easily. You're not always fighting with them. And so it's complicated negotiation with the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, but it's going pretty well. You know, I think we're able to change some of the numbers to make it a little easier for Scott, you know, or whoever's running your wastewater plant to deal with them. There's an item under new business that I'm going to say I really don't have any information today, but for the next meeting, I'd like to bring a proposal from PDC Laboratories in Peoria to do some special testing of your wastewater. These lower limits that I just mentioned can be achieved biologically rather than dumping a lot of chemical into your treated wastewater. But biological treatment for removal of phosphorus and nitrogen is a little sensitive to the constituents that's already in the wastewater when you're treating it. And you don't normally treat for the constituents that are very important to work with when we design an improvement for that removal. So in your facility planning report, it mentioned a special testing period during the design, and I guess that's what's kicking in now. So to keep you from getting too excited, we're thinking it'll be somewhere around $3,000 or $4,000 worth of special testing over the next 3 months to confirm that you have readily biodegradable COD and what your phosphorus numbers are, because the ratio of those two things confirm that what we're designing to biologically remove those elements will work, and you won't have to spend a lot of money to remove them chemically instead. So any questions on that? This quick summary of what we spent 2 hours talking about last week. And again, there's a preliminary design memorandum that we're going to generate and have ready for a more extensive review next month that'll have costs associated with the structures that you're looking at. At the next meeting, I'll bring that quotation from Peoria Disposal Company, also known as PDC Laboratories, over in Peoria, that does this exotic testing for us. Any questions of any of that? Thank you.
Thank you, Liam.
Thank you.
All right, Public Works. What you got for us?
The road work's done.
Yes, I saw that they fixed. I drove on Burl Avenue. They fixed it. They fixed that little lane by us. The little extra rock chip that looked good. I think that rock chip is gonna hold better than what they had on there.
I hope so.
Me too. Especially when they start bringing the crops out.
Yeah.
Is it your guys that added extra rock this morning? On James Street?
Yeah, a couple mailboxes and a couple driveways.
Yes.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, cause that's a huge drop off now.
Yeah.
But I think that'll definitely take care of that.
Yeah, no, there was a few of them that were a little high, we had to go back and just add some rock to them, so people didn't have to back up over a hill to get out of their driveway, or like in that case, the metal Jeep would have dropped off the edge of it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we had to rock in a few of those.
I know you are, guys are crazy busy doing all kinds of stuff, are you gonna do any road patching soon?
Road patching?
Like, their hot box and stuff like that, or are you gonna wait until like, maybe when it gets a little cooler?
Well, you got some spots that need patching?
I do, but we can talk about those later.
Okay, no, we can do that anytime.
We've been out walking, and when you go out and walk through the town, you notice like little things that you wouldn't notice when you're driving, so.
Yeah.
So. But whenever you're ready to do that, we'll talk about that, yes, sir.
I have a question. They swept a lot of the roads before they redid them again. I literally have piles of rock in my yard, are those gonna be removed?
I didn't know that, they left rock in everyone's yard.
I mean, this is literally.
Yeah.
A foot tall.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at it and we'll get it out of there.
Linden and Galloway.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do something with it, but I don't know what I mean, I can pick it up, but I'm not sure what I'll do with it.
Throw it back on the road.
Well, I.
Exactly.
I didn't know they swept all that stuff in people's yards, but yeah, I'll take a look around.
That happened when they did our cul-de-sac last year before, and.
Yeah, we'll get it.
I wasn't gonna bring it up at the meeting, but since that's.
No, it's fine, I mean, we don't know about it unless you bring it up, so.
No, we'll take a look at it and we'll get it picked up.
Appreciate that.
Cool, anything else for Public Works? We've had one come, they put out the burning thing, we had one person say something about, you're using the thing that gets through super, super hot, we're not gonna smoke it up like it did when we got rid of that entire dump.
Yeah.
So it's not gonna have that much smoke at all.
The thing is, we haven't done a burn since we done the burn.
Yeah.
And everything we picked up since then, we burnt in a day.
Yeah, how, if you haven't done it yet though, have you?
Yeah.
Is it already done?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind then.
I had it on my way home, it was very little.
How, did you even notice it since you live right down there?
No, well, I went by it and I saw it, but it was like, it was tiny there.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Tiny bits of smoke.
When we keep up on it, we do it every once in a while, like once a month or every other month, I mean, this has been.
3 months.
3 months.
And I had my windows down and I couldn't smell it.
So that's the way it's supposed to be. We sent out a message saying we're gonna do this, and we had one person complain, and her complaint came in after it was already done, so I guess we're good to go. She didn't even notice, that's perfect. Cool.
Great job.
Good job, Scott, yeah. Yes, sir.
I live on the corner of Elizabeth and Broadway, and there's quite a bit of erosion in the storm sewer there. I was wondering if you'd just come take a look at it and see what you think, it's getting pretty hard to mow.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of spots like that we need to start getting a list of too, cause we're gonna use Scott's talents when it comes to that. He's good at putting in, fixing some of the drainage issues that the town notoriously has.
Yeah.
And he's got some ideas to like, especially around the park. You go to the park where it always floods right there in that corner, there's no, it looks like there's drainage there, but there's not, they're just cisterns. So he's got some ideas to get rid of that. The problem is we gotta get him caught up from the past couple of years of stuff, so we can, but no. But tell us about those kind of things and we can get a list of them.
Okay, great.
And if Scott forgets, he normally doesn't, call the office and we get down a work order, and then it'll be a list of things for him to do, so.
Okay, great.
And I think there's an online work order too, is that working?
There is.
Like you can actually go on our website and actually fill out an online form for work orders and stuff, and it goes in the queues.
Would that be the best thing to do, just go fill out a work order?
Either way, I mean, he'll probably remember, but just in case he walks out of here and something else comes up, so.
Appreciate it.
But yeah, the work orders are great, cause we can track them, and then it also, all the board members, when a work order comes in, there's a whole list of work orders we have. So it'll say when it gets done, or Scott will put comments on it. Hey, there's nothing I can do here because of X, Y, and Z, or I fixed this, or, so it's kinda keeps us the price, so when people come stop us on the street, we can actually look at that, and we can tell you, oh, this is what's going on with it, as well as the office. You know, if you could, you know, call them to the office, and you're like, hey, I put this work order in, and they can look it up in the office and say, well, they went by there, this is what their plan is, and they can kind of, they keep them updated. Anything else for Public Works while he's here? We don't have the police department here today. Treasurer, do you have anything for us?
No, there's the audit transfer that I need approved on that agenda. There's several sewer credits that he has worked on. Other than that, I gave you guys, when I came in here, a paper copy of the Donahue invoices still outstanding. So the ones that you guys had approved at the meeting when I wasn't here was the reason they hadn't been paid is because they were on checks with other invoices. So we just, I just need you guys to approve to avoid those and then to sign the transfer.
I like the idea of paying the $11,176. For sure, because that, we can track all of that. Is there any further movement on that, Mark?
Or?
Did you get this? The bottom part, I think, we approved the $10,000.
I had, yeah, and we sent off the $10,000 check.
We have not, because she was off, and
okay.
We need to get the other checks voided.
Because I did talk to them earlier in the week, and I thought we had some, I wrote them to them, so if we can send them off.
Right, they need to approve to move the checks.
The rest of it, I don't have a resolution to, I don't have a recommendation to for you yet. And I told them that I didn't have a recommendation. I did look over all of their stuff, and I chatted with Larry, but I'm not going to put Larry on the hot seat or something he has nothing to do with, but I did ask him some initial reactions. And I told them that I would think this over and talk with you and at some point make a recommendation to you. I will talk to the mayor outside of this meeting and then possibly talk to any trustees individually, want to talk to me individually, and then make a recommendation at a point where we're going to do that, possibly at the next meeting. I didn't get any offers from the other side other than an account of what they did and an explanation as to why they think they're entitled to the whole kit and caboodle. But that's a long way of saying that I put some effort into it, but I don't have a result for you yet.
So let's get down to old business E and some discussion approval of Donahue Engineering bills. So I need a motion to void out the checks that we have written out to them now, as well as a motion to pay either the $10,136 or $11,176.
And I think that a consensus was $11,000 was what we wanted to pay.
So I need to, thanks Vicki, you're always welcome.
Thank you, I appreciate you guys.
That's legitimate stuff that has nothing to do with the stuff that we're discussing.
I'll make that motion.
Thanks guys.
Also,
Oh, I'm sorry, wait a minute, is that your roll call?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Peyton?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, cool, so that's done, and we'll get that check sent out tomorrow, so. All right, just have to give it to you.
Already signed it, so.
Okay, perfect.
Give us the first one.
Alright. Treasurer, so that's done. Anything for the board members?
I want to know who is in charge of the campus communication group from our village. Are you the one that speaks, the person that's in charge of everything?
Kind of, I've talked to him and Scott's talked to him a little bit. You can send Cole emails.
I get that, but I'm just concerned that we are offering a service to provide a better service to our community for internet. However, the company that is putting in is not taking into account how the aesthetics look of where these boxes are going and how they're treating the yards and the streets of where they put in these boxes. And the disregard for the homeowners' yards and properties that are where these people are putting these boxes. And I'm not just saying that for my yard, I'm saying that for all my neighbors' yard. But I mean, it was very, I wouldn't say unprofessional of some of the things they did.
Like what?
And left their equipment in people's yards when it's 100-degree heat instead of moving it onto the sidewalk, leaving piles of rocks.
Well, they can't leave it on the sidewalk because that's a violation of the motor vehicle code.
I mean, in the street. Leaving piles of rocks and sod just in people's yards on top.
But they'll put it back together the right way. And it looks like they put things back together the way they should. Anytime we complain.
The guys rather remove it. What I'm saying is, I think they could have done a better job of planning and going out and looking at where they were putting this stuff first.
They gave us a map. They brought a map to our board meeting and passed it out.
A residential?
Yeah, and told us where the boxes were gonna go.
So they moved the box in my neighbor's yard 3 times and put holes in his yard, covered it up with cardboard and boxes while they left these holes. So nobody would be aware of that they were even coming down to our street. So these were liabilities of kids going around, playing around all these open holes, and there was nothing there to say there was a hole here, except for a board that was on top. I'm just saying, just in the future, if somebody comes, we need to have them actually come look at it instead of mapping, and maybe go out and look at the places.
They walked it, they did walk the entire town. And then they worked with Scott too on locations, and before Scott, they worked with Matt a year before. So they plotted this out for the last 2 years, and they've come in, they walked the town. I believe Cole's the one that walked the entire town a couple of times and mapped it out, and he worked with our board. He came here a couple of times and talked to us.
I've spoken to the gentleman. He was very nice, and he made rest assured that they would come out the next day and fix the problems. I'm just saying, for just in general, the next time that somebody, it would be nice to know that, hey, Campus Communication Group is coming on Bryce Lane today. You know, that way everybody is prepared for all the chaos that's going to be happening on their street. Or, hey, they're doing it this day. Or, our guys will come 10 days later after we dig up your yard and we'll fix it. So that way, because homeowners are wondering, well, are they going to come fix it? Is this it? You know, they had no information of, yeah, there's a crew that's going to come behind you and put some black dirt and fix the routes and stuff like that. Nobody knew anything unless they came to this board meeting. So I just, a little bit more information.
We've also put it on Facebook too. We put it out. And they put it out in some of the, on the water bills. So I don't know we can't call each individual person and say, this is what they're going to do.
I understand that.
And being a board member, you even have the information handed to you.
Right.
You had the maps and stuff, and you knew they were going to be there.
But I didn't
as
know
well
they
as you had the contacts. We don't know either. They don't know.
I mean,
they know this is what they're going to do, and it's how far are we going to get today. So it's all, if they hit a water main, they're stuck for 3 days. So they don't know either.
Well,
they
only located gas and media.
They located electric, gas, MediaCom. They were locating water and sewer, and then they stopped 3 weeks ago. That was fixed Monday. They're going to start locating water again, I hope. Did you talk to them again?
I haven't talked to them again. I seen the email.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
The company we pay to do our locates stopped locating about 3 weeks ago for the water lines, and then they started hitting a bunch of water lines. So I spent time with them today on the phone, or not today, yesterday, talking to them and trying to fix that issue. And you can't blame the fiber company for hitting them. They weren't marked. So, and it was the locating company that stopped marking them. And according to their regional manager, he didn't know. He's like, they shouldn't have. And then, so there was some talk back and forth between, I know Cole called them and talked to him. I gave Cole a contact with the regional guy and back and forth. So they were supposed to be locating all of this stuff. And so, but as to notifying when exactly they're going to be there, we don't know. They're going to do the entire town over, they said they're going to have the entire town done within like 3 to 4 months. So within 3 to 4 months.
I'm not asking for them to call each individual house, but I'm saying they were on Campbell the week before. It would have been nice to know that they were coming on Bryce instead of Sunday afternoon. And 2-3 ladies are working really hard and they're spray painting everybody's yard. And you're like, oh, well, they're coming today, they're coming tomorrow.
They don't know.
I mean, I had 2 water trucks in front of my house with fire. So, I mean, I couldn't even get out of my driveway. So, I mean, it was just nice to know when the chaos was coming. That would have been a little bit easier for everyone out there, too.
True. But, I mean, like I said, they don't know. I mean, they know approximately, but they don't know for sure. And they've had some interesting delays, so.
They knocked their power, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they got my water line. They got the neighbors down the street from us, they got their water line. Not only did they get their water line, but they completely plugged up their entire water system. So they had to have plumbers come in and do that. They got the sewer line across from the village hall. But they've been really good about getting everything fixed, working with our maintenance department back and forth. But you can't blame them for hitting a water line that's not even marked either.
No, that was my concern was,
And I understand your concern. They've been really receptive in fixing things, too.
Oh, yeah, I called Scott Dandy's number. I called him. He was out the next day. But I just thought, you know, we could take a little bit more effort into cleaning up after ourselves before we leave for the day.
Yes, sir.
I second that.
I don't disagree either.
Because they were around monocles all over. Of course, we got a big parking lot. I did tell the gentleman, you can park your trailer there, that's not a problem. But the problem was when they left and left all the gravel and everything, and there was no cleanup. And behind our house, in the alley, they're back there marking their stuff, and he just throws the can, leaves the can.
Well, that's
that,
a different
that, company. That's not appreciated.
That's a different company that did that. I would like to know that,
yeah.
Because that's the regional manager I've been dealing with who found out they weren't marking things.
I mean, I thought they're doing them,
so.
And I'm not going to disagree with what you're saying, I understand, but I'm pretty, you know me, I'm pretty, I voice pretty vocal about stuff. But
I've never known you voice.
But I thought they're doing pretty good about planting grass and cleaning stuff up and stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't appreciate the cans and the water bottles and stuff.
Well, that's the thing, if we don't know about it, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But the regional manager, or the project manager for the company that's putting in the fiber, anytime you send him an email, he's receptive. He's probably going to read the minutes of this meeting or watch this too. And
yeah.
I'll get an email tomorrow. After the last meeting, we kind of had some complaints about it, and I got an email right from him. So, and I talked to him several times on Monday on different things that were going on, and he's been super receptive.
I thought they're doing pretty good.
They're trying to do it as fast as absolutely possible. And I mean, I think Brian gets his fiber hooked up on Friday.
Friday at 2:30.
So, I mean, they're already bringing live fiber, I think, from Deer Path all the way past the park right now. They've got live fiber. And then they should have the rest of the town finished within the next week, or my side of the town finished the next week. They still have to get some permits to get under the railroad tracks.
Good.
Now, some of it's in there. They just have to get it live over there. So, probably by November, our town will be fully live. I mean, they're working fast. But, and again, they're really receptive of one of my neighbors. They kind of backfilled the hole with a little kind of rocky soil. He called them. They came right back out, but they took out that and put black dirt in. They've been really good and receptive. But I would like to know about the trash. zoning, we're working on some annexing. Next meeting, we should have the, hopefully, the, how'd you say they pronounced it, Austin?
Houston.
Houston?
Houston.
Houston agreement should be at the next meeting, we're waiting for their lawyer to get back, so we can approve that. I think that's it on this thing. Alright, we're gonna take a sentence on that. We're almost due time, so.
Let's get back to that. Are you tired of?
Do what?
Are you tired of me being here?
Oh, heck no, I actually like having people in the meeting, cause, you know, you get all the Facebook stuff and everything, and then, but nobody comes to the meetings. And I love it when people actually come to the meeting, and then they can ask questions, and, so.
Motion to approve minutes of the July 20, 2021 regular session board meeting. Bills warrants as presented, 2021-07-23 payroll, water and sewer usage and bill report, June 2021 bank statements and recs, July 2021 bank statements and recs, multiple sewer credits, and auditor recommended fund transfers.
Anything anyone wants to pull?
Does anybody have consent agenda?
Vicky, you good?
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second?
Second.
Bucko?
Yes.
Lizak?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Alright, now why Tom is here, so, questions on, there was one thing that was pointed out. I couldn't finally figure out what you're talking about, cause I actually read the entire thing, so.
It was different than the initial one.
It was different, and there, and, go ahead, Terrence.
You have been the first one to complete this new form, and you are going to be the standard by which everyone else must follow, because it was complete.
Okay.
You gave us all the information we need to make a decision, and thank you.
Thank you.
That being said, I do have some questions, and because you are the first one, I think that it's a good idea to, for Brandy to make some notes about some things that we should change or update on the form for future. But on your application, you had mentioned that the requested grant would be used to create permanent, full, or part-time jobs.
You know, some of those questions are pretty tough. I mean, they ask, you know, how is this money going to, how is it going to do that?
Right.
Well, it's going to keep us going. I mean, not that we're going to shut down if this doesn't happen, but that's kind of a tough one. I mean, we are growing. I put a couple of years, when it asked for sales, I put a couple of years on there to show that we are growing.
Are those net or gross?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So we went with a tough year last year, we did okay.
Yes.
But we have challenges like any other small town business where, you know, I hate to say it, and I probably shouldn't, but we had a price increase go in effect this week. But we're trying to keep up with minimum wage going up and all this stuff. You know, I think doing this will improve the aesthetics of the business,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully bring more business in. When you have more business, you need more employees. So I think that's I'm not sure if that's answering your question there, Terrence.
No, that does. So really your answer to that question is actually a no. Not that it's not going to help you stay, you know, open and pay for staff, but it's not going to create more specific permanent jobs. The $34,000.
Name any TIF district that gives money to somebody that actually creates more.
Right. Well, no, that's exactly.
I mean, I just have a question for you. I mean, to answer, I guess if you're given money to start a brand new business somewhere.
Right.
But, you know, those are, as I stated in there, that's been few and far between in Kelowna.
I know, the only reason I'm clarifying that is because if yes, how many, you put down 3 full-time and 20 to 25 part-time, that the $34,000 would create. So I'm just making a clarification.
I got you.
So technically it's a no, because there's no way that's going to make that many, but it can definitely help you.
It can, yeah. I understand what you're saying. That probably wasn't answered correctly. I did find one typo that I didn't change on there too, but, you know. But I think the answer to that, Terrence, would be...
It'll definitely help jobs. Because you're not having to put the money toward something else.
Our payroll is $250,000. A lot of that goes back to Tolono. We do have a lot. I mean, most of our employees are Tolono people. So, yeah. You know, I can start going on and on about, you know, reasons why I think it's... I don't want to say we deserve the money, but I think it goes to a good cause.
Sure.
We've been around 25 years and gave a ton back to Tolono.
So, on this form, Brandy, I think that... I love that you put the list of description of eligible project costs for a tax increment financing district in Illinois, and that they can be used for public or private, certain what can be used for public or private requests, and what can only be used for public or only for private. Can you please, on the form, add a spot that asks the question, which category do you feel your request falls into? I believe that the Monocle's request falls into number 4 and technically number 5 as well, for the streets, the sidewalks, stuff like that. Which we wouldn't have them fill the whole thing out for that. But if you could make that, the reason why is so that we know that the person filling out the form actually read what it can be used for. That being said, of your request, I think there's a small portion that doesn't fit.
And that
would be the mixer.
Would it fit on number 7?
Pretty big. That's not a small part.
Would it fit under number 7? Because number 7 is cost of job training and retention programs. Would that
mixer? That's retraining projects.
Retraining. Well, but would that mixer?
No.
I thought it stated something about equipment and different things.
So I was looking. I was trying to find somewhere it would fit. And
I thought I saw that on there. Maybe I.
I'm on the same page, Terrence. I wasn't unable to find anything about where we could fit the mixer into.
I guess how is that different than...
So that's more specifically your cost of doing business over time.
Well, really it all is, Terrence.
True. But if Monocles leaves that building, the improvements that you make to the building and to the parking lot benefits the next business that goes in there. A mixer doesn't.
We want you to stay, though. So.
Well, we've invested several $100,000
right.
in this community, and we talked a couple months ago. We purchased the building on July 13th, so we had.
I was shocked that you didn't already own that.
Well,
building.
We had a 25-year lease with. Previous owner, and it was a triple net lease, which means basically it's our building, we don't own it.
Hmm.
We've got to pay every single penny of maintenance and everything to it, but we finally got it bought. So again, we're all in.
Not planning on going anywhere.
No. If I get that mixer, I know.
Like,
I understand your point, Terrence. I thought I saw something on there that said, equipment and stuff was
yeah, I'm trying to find a place to put it in.
Well, I can add something else on there. I can figure out something.
replace what's currently there, that could be.
Just add in like 30 sheets of that. I wouldn't do that to you guys. I tried to be as frugal as I could with the money. I realized it's, you know, I shopped around and.
You gave us quotes, you gave us an explanation, you gave us everything we could ever want to know how someone wants to use the money they're asking for.
I shouldn't say this, I'll be tickled to death with anything that I get. That doesn't mean I'll be tickled to death with a dollar, but I'll be tickled to death with whatever I get. I understand both sides of the aisle. I think over 25 years we've done a lot for the community, and if you take 25 into that 34, it's $1,500 a year. I think it's pretty, we've given that back times 100. Mark, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Go ahead. I just thought I'd briefly explain, there's the TIF Act itself lists what's qualifying reimbursable, and they don't, for pretty obvious items, they don't have latitude. So it's not them making a political decision,
yeah.
It's about.
I understand, but I honestly thought I saw something about equipment and
if
stuff.
If you had something that, like the HVAC system that's permanently attached to the building,
well,
you go.
Nicks are permanently attached.
Seriously.
I knew that question was going to be asked.
Things, but I did not include that in because I didn't want to get overboard. I mean,
sure.
We could do some substituting there if, you know, if you guys are willing to have some latitude. And but that was brought up, but I just thought I'm going to be asking for too much here.
Well, I just thought I would toss it out there.
Okay.
But it sounds like you already got figured that out, but
well,
didn't want to leave it hanging in case there was any.
Right. And I did not, because the system is getting close to the end of its life also, and I'm sure it's not efficient, but, you know, if you guys are willing to put it off a little while longer, I can look into that. I didn't want to start piling stuff too much on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you over there doing math?
I am trying to do math, yeah. So, well, we can probably didn't hear what you were saying because he was over here doing math. No, I know. If we can put it, I was going to give choices. So we can put this off, and you can come back with another another proposal, or you guys can approve the amount minus the mixer for now, and then you can come back in with another thing.
I appreciate
that. So you got two choices.
And I, as I stated in there, I have booked the, because some of the bids that I got, and I got more bids than what I turned into you on some of the stuff. They were talking October, November on some of the, on the roof and stuff, and I can't go that long.
Yeah.
We found some stuff that needs repaired, so I booked that, and I booked the repairs to get done.
So I guess there's more than just two options. There's a lot of options you guys can do. The mixer, we've kind of done that as where we can't go any further with that. But the mixer we can't pay for. We can pay for everything else, or you can say, no, we're not going to give them that much money. We can give them only $10,000 towards the project or something along those lines. You have latitude with everything but the mixer in this, and then he can always come back and ask for more too. So we can actually grant some of it at this meeting, or we can wait until the next meeting where he comes back. So
why don't we throw the ball in his court? Do you want to redo your stuff to get your HVAC system or whatever in there, or do you want more of a decision this evening, I guess, would be the better question.
And you can always re-present again.
Absolutely.
To help me sleep at night?
That's what I figured.
Sure, sure.
If you can approve what I presented, or make your decision on what I presented, and I will contact some HVAC people, and believe me, I'm not going overboard on any of this stuff. I'm not making my point, but I'm trying to be frugal with your money as much as I am with mine.
businesses that I know to deal with that I trust. ABC, I have used since day one. I 100% trust them. That's probably who I would go to get a bid.
That's up to you.
I mean, well, but to be fair to you, I will get others too, but that's who I will start with, and I they know the building, they know what's been done there, so on and so on. But yeah, if you could make a decision on what I presented, and I will go forward to.
So have you already had some preliminary discussions about HVAC with some dollars thrown around at all, dollar figures?
A little, but it's been a few months ago and stuff has changed. You can't get anybody to lock anything in past 30 days or nobody wants to do anything. So I would say it would probably be comparable to the cost of the mixer.
So I think that's where he was going.
Yeah, it would be comparable.
You have to bring us the bills back to us saying, hey, I fixed this, and then we'll write you the check. I fixed this, and then I'll write you the check.
That's understandable.
So you have to bring those back, so you can't say, well, I'm going to fix the AC. It could be around $10,905, and then we write you a check for that. It would have to go for AC.
We do, Terrence, we do have a maintenance agreement with ABC. They come quarterly and repair stuff. And one of the last repairs, he did mention something about a cracked
heat exchange.
You'll
definitely want to get that.
Yes, because that could be replaced. That could be, you know, back in.
Yeah.
He did mention that.
It'd be very cold in the winter about that.
How much approximately do you think it would cost to do the heat system or the heat and cools? Just throw a number out there. What you think it would cost?
I don't think it would be $10,000. I would guess $7,000 to $8,000 because all the ductwork is there. It's just a matter of replacing.
So one more thing you guys could do as a board is approve the $23,344.64, which would be everything but the mixer, and then approve up to $10,000 for up to an amount for the heat, not to exceed it, is another option.
Or,
go ahead.
Why not the $34,250 for building and property related repairs and improvements? That way, all of the things listed can all be taken care of, plus as much of the HVAC work as necessary.
And if I don't use it, I don't use it.
Yeah, because the way we have to do it is you take care of it, bring us the bill. After you pay for it, we will pay you.
Question.
Sir.
I don't want to say, how do I state this? Can it be put off till next year?
Well, you mean put off the heat system?
No. If I do all the stuff, which I've got to do anyway, the majority of it I've got to do, can the payment from you be put off till next year? Would that help you, or is that... And the reason I'm saying that is taxes.
We would have to do it by the end of the fiscal.
Okay, that's fine.
By the end of May.
Yeah, by the end of our fiscal.
By the end of April, excuse me. We'd have to pay you so before April.
Yeah, you're asking, can we pay you January 2nd? The answer is yes.
Okay. I mean, from our standpoint as a business and with buying the building and doing different things that we've spent money on, putting that off would benefit us financially.
So, but as a business, would you be able to deduct the things that you repaired?
I'm gonna let my accountant. Yes, but it would probably be put off till next year. We're getting a lot of stuff combined for this year.
Sure.
Because my wife has other business. I farm. We have a lot of stuff going on. But if that's not what you guys want to do, I'm fine with it.
Well, the turnaround would be board meetings. So we pay bills on board meetings. Mm-hmm. So like if you got it done today, you got it all done and you wrote the check out today to get it done, you would have to get a hold of Randy like 3 or 4 days before the Thursday before the next board meeting. She'd get it on her agenda and we would write the check that night, sign that check. You would come in that night and get the check from us after we, they approve it in the consent agenda, and we'd hand you the check, so it'd be.
We'll just go with it. I mean, if you guys are, if we are fortunate enough, you guys okay this, we'll just get it done.
We'll figure it out.
We'll get it done.
We should get it.
All right. I didn't want to cloud the water, but I'm just trying to.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, so.
Well, it is, and it is and it isn't. I mean, in business, I've gotten used to, I just priced a new freezer that is probably about to go out too. It was $3,500 in 2009. It's $5,500 today for the exact same thing. So big figures like that, they don't shock me anymore.
All right, any motion?
I have one question there too. This one's already signed.
Yeah.
Just because of.
I couldn't find for that one, that amount where it came from on the other one.
Motion to approve the Monocle's TIF application for $34,250. I'm not gonna worry about the 9 cents. For building and property related improvements and repairs.
Second.
Lizak?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Well, thank you for being patient and going through this, because this will make it easier for the next person that goes through this.
If this is what it took, it was very easy. I deeply appreciate it. We deeply appreciate it. It'll help us stay, well, not that we're gonna go anywhere, obviously, but it'll help us out tremendously. It's deeply appreciated.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks you for being.
Thank you. So I will be in contact with, and we'll.
Vicky, or I'm sorry, with Brandy. Hey, Vicky, before
Brandy,
you take off. Sorry.
So, Brandy, I might stop by tomorrow and talk to you a little bit in the morning.
Yeah.
Terrence, I thank you for pointing that out, and I was worried about, what does Terrence want to ask me? Oh my God. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
But where was the typo?
I know. Well, he'll tell Brandy about it. I'm just happy you put a typo in Brandy's work.
I see it. I see it.
Never, ever happens.
It's on page one, first checkbox, the third checkbox on page one.
She always corrects all my typos normally, so. All right.
Right?
Do you have any recommendations for changing the village hours, and when, and if you want?
It's in the memo.
It's in the memo, I know, but we need to discuss it.
He doesn't read anything, I know.
Skim it.
Yeah, right.
If it's important, she tells me.
So, my recommendation if we're gonna change hours would be Monday through Friday, 7 AM to noon. That way it gives people an hour in the mornings to come in before they go to work. It's every day, and the hours aren't changing, so it's not hard for people to remember, like, well, Mondays and Tuesdays, they're open till noon, and Wednesday, they're open all day, and Thursdays and Fridays, they're only open in the afternoons. So if you do Monday through Friday, it's just across the board, they're not hard to remember. This will give me and Rena time after lunch, because if they close at noon, we'll both go to lunch together, and then from 1 to 4, that gives us time to work together on training her, and
I take the blame all the time. I'm used to it.
Poor Scott got beat up at the last meeting too.
And as well as a going forward, we would be able to schedule, you know, doctor's appointments, stuff with our kids, whatever, in the afternoons. That way it's not breaking into the others for time. By having to cover, if Brina goes somewhere and I have to cover the front office, it's not breaking into my morning at the time. I think I've looked at a lot of different options, and I think that's the best because it gives people time in the morning. It's across the board, not hard to remember, and it helps in all the areas we need that. So.
Can we, like, special times people can't get an appointment in the afternoon, if they have to be in the afternoon to turn on water or to shut-offs? That's shut-offs is my big worry too.
They work 5 a.m. to 2.
Yeah, like, can we set up times where people can make appointments that's not going to cost the village overtime and stuff?
So
would that be
till noon or by appointment only?
In the afternoon or something like that. You're the wordsmith. Word it something kind of like, you know, I mean, I don't want you guys coming in at 10 o'clock at night to meet with somebody, but you know, within reason, within that.
Until 4 o'clock by appointment.
Okay.
Because for me, if we're coming in at 7,
mm-hmm.
then our hours will be up at 4, so.
I like that. Does anybody have any, I mean, this probably isn't going to be forever. We'll do it for a while. Get everybody cross-trained on everything and then get caught up on stuff.
You wouldn't be effective in September, right?
Yeah, I don't think we should do it this month because I think we should let people have time to get prepared and find out what's happening.
Please put it on the Tolono wire.
Yeah, we'll put it on the wire, put it on the water bills, we'll put it on.
Yeah.
There's also talk about maybe us doing a quarterly newsletter that will actually mail out to people's houses to, we've got a citizen here in town that's interested in doing that. And on top of that, we're running through the office too. So that might help with some of the communication issues. So, do you have something? I'm looking at some ideas for that.
We should look into the bulk mail.
We have bulk mail, don't we? We get discounts on the mailing?
No. Actual bulk mail. Certificate? License? Something like that?
Permit.
Permit, yeah. We have one?
That's what they have for the water bills.
I didn't realize those were going out bulk mail. Those each have a stamp on them, right?
Yeah, it's printed on the water bill.
It's printed on it.
Okay. My wife looks at the water bill.
So.
And what was the date, Brandy? September 7th?
Yeah, it's the day after Labor Day.
Perfect. I like that. So
I make a motion that we change the village hall hours from 7 a.m. till noon, effective September the 7th.
I'll second.
Do you roll call now?
I don't think
there's no money. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right. All right. Great, Don Hugh. Since Vicky took off, I don't think we have anything for D. Approval of the quotation for the warning sirens for the digital migration system.
Tell us about that.
I can give you a little bit of information. That was an old business. That should have been old business, I think, because it was in the budget.
Oh, yeah, it was in the press. Do we even need to look at that?
I think mainly what they need is to sign it. If it was in the budget, I don't know how that works.
Because the bid is within the budget. We're at budgeted, right?
I think just need your signature so she can get a purchase order. So it's
perfect. That'll work. Any discussion on that at all? Any questions on that? I think
I didn't know how you guys wanted to do that since, like, we don't just go out and buy everything we have in the budget.
Yeah. Are you good with it, doing it that way instead of doing it on a referendum? Are you cool? Okay.
Well, should they take a check? If you want to send them a check, even I don't know how. I've never dealt with this company before, so.
Well, it's on here as a motion to approve, so it's a motion to approve the quotation for the warning siren digital migration. to Braniff Communications, $13,713.
I need a second.
He probably can't second because he's on the quote.
I'll second.
Then.
Roll call.
And like clarification, he's not on the quote as someone getting paid.
It's the fire department bringing it to us.
Correct.
Lizak?
Yes.
Hayden?
Abstain.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
You have stuff for this one? The Buell Road, we should have done this up earlier. You didn't have to stay the entire time.
That's all right.
On the bridge work on that?
Well, the, as long as we stay away from motor fuel tax money, the county will provide the box culvert. All we have to provide is the install.
The box culvert is $900 a foot?
It's 900, yeah, it's like $902 a foot. And he's estimating about 40, 50 foot long because it runs in an angle across that road.
How much do you think the installation will be? Renting the crane, you guys setting it?
My estimation, probably high, about 18 to 20 would be my guess.
And that gets us the bridge in for Buell. And then for the road, we're going to borrow the road township's motor, or
road grader.
Road grader. Motor grader. and then we're just going to do the road ourselves over the course of the next year or so.
Yeah. And the road can come out of motor fuel tax.
Yeah.
We just, if we want the county to provide the box, we can't pull the money out of motor fuel tax. They'll pay for the box if we don't pull the money out of motor fuel tax to install it. They pay for the box, we pay for the install.
Okay. But all the rest of the work we can use whatever money we want.
That's right.
Okay.
And it's a whole cross engineering type thing. It gets complicated if we do motor fuel and then we end up having to pay for the box. So.
Yeah, and he said the last one on 800 was about 180,000.
For the box.
Yeah.
So this is on for a motion two. So I mean
if you wanna, because he said if we went ahead with it, the box could be ready by as soon as October. But if you wanna hold off until I can get some crane pricing, then we can do that and I'll have it by the next meeting. I've got a couple different companies I can call.
That guy's work, so that way we're not like super surprised. I mean,
yeah.
Good. So we'll just roll this to the next meeting. Unless somebody, yes, sir.
Off the record, there is a drainage district 2 miles slough, and I think Hatch Law gave us permission to put the other box in on 800, so you might want to at least.
I think
the county engineer's working on
engineer's
all
working
that.
With
okay,
them.
Good.
So
yeah.
We're using those engineers because it's not costing us.
That's
so.
Good. That's why I'm off the record. There is a drainage district out there, and I remember working with them.
Perfect. And then you were talked about the testing, the quote from the testing stuff. So
PVC.
And we kind of talked about the locating service and the issues we're having with them. We paid a bill from them, $3,500 last month-ish, somewhere around in there. They stopped locating about 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. So we're going to have to watch when the next bill comes in because we're not paying for the locating for those 3 weeks that they didn't do for sure. And then we're going to have to see if they come back and locate the water lines in the sewer. So that's kind of discussion on that.
So if they weren't locating, who was marking the electric power?
They did all that. This locating company did all the power and stuff like that, but we don't pay for that because they have a contract with Ameren to do that. They have
okay.
a contract with.
We only pay for our
we
water.
We only pay for our locations.
Okay.
So they actually get to kind of double, triple dip because they come in to do a locate. They charge Ameren this, they charge us this, and then they charge
Mediacom this.
Mediacom this, and but they then there's the whole questions of all of the stuff that got hit and the liability there, but I mean, if you think of it on one side, should the fire company have went ahead forward with it if it wasn't marked? But then they talked to the locating company apparently, supposedly, and they're like, oh, you're not going that deep. So I don't. And they were going that deep, we found out, because one of the mains they hit was a 4 foot.
Well,
so.
If I was digging, I would assume if there's nothing marked there, that means there's nothing there.
Yeah. And they also had a conversation though too, and asked the marking company apparently that why they wasn't marked. So I don't know. There's a lot of questions being answered there. On the nuisance file, letters went out because we had an individual in today. We had talked to him for a really long time over his dozen letters that he got. So. Any other questions before we go? We have nothing for executive session. Next meeting is it? Yes, sir.
Safe routes to schools.
Yes, it's not on here. I would like. SafeWorks for School, they have money now, again. We have an old engineering plan. I'm sure it's going to have to be fluffed up and revised a little bit, but we kind of had some ideas of where we wanted to do this. So I'm going to have Scott and Larry talk a little bit, not get too much into the weeds yet, and then the next meeting kind of have some numbers, what it would cost to go forward with that. I know when we looked at it before, county said they would, or township said they would pay for the sidewalk on Rocket Road, which is technically our property anyway. They said they just pay for it on their own property. We can put it in the grant, but then they would pay for it. The school district said they would help, was part of the engineering fees. As soon as we got them a number, then they would tell us how much they would pay. And then some engineering fees for us. So, and then we can put up, what is the grant, $250,000-ish we can ask for?
Yeah, but I think 80%, I think, is the grant. You have to come up with 20% of your own.
So, and it's sidewalks to the schools, so.
Is this sidewalk going down Rocket Road over to?
There's not a lot.
It would have to go on Central, on the right side of the road in the Harry's property?
There is a plan for it. It's in the easement as where it was going to go. Well, like I said, we're going to have to find that. It's somewhere.
Yeah,
have you seen it yet?
I've seen it.
Okay.
I think I got it in my file. I'll tomorrow.
We'll kind of blow the dust off that and bring that back to the next meeting because this whole side of the table wasn't on the board when we were kind of talking about it. So you guys can go actually look at the plan. There's.
Jared was.
Were you on the board when we did?
Yeah.
Okay.
we just talked about this at our HOA meeting, so I was curious.
And it takes some of the walking traffic off their HOA too, because we're looking at a sidewalk to go through there, kids on that sidewalk opposed to cutting through backyards and whatnot. So.
I'm curious, maybe a dumb question here, but would that include signs and a light for that sidewalk, or is that just for sidewalking?
I think everything is eligible. I haven't seen the plan. I only heard it referenced.
Yeah,
so.
it would do that because
so
with
like
this grant, we could actually apply for an overpass over the railroad tracks. They would have paid for that because I remember talking to Chief Rose about that years ago, and he's the one that suggested it. Oh, you could overpass. I'm like, they're not going to walk. The kids aren't going to walk on an overpass across the railroad tracks. So, but anything else before we get out of here? Alright, any motion?
Actually, I have a question. For you, good sir. No,
you know Mark. Something else to do.
Yes, it's okay to make the motion, sure.
If there were to be a discussion about the sale of a village system or property, we could meet as a board in executive session for that. Correct.
For real property, you can you could. So a system that has real property, which systems normally would, for sure you could go to executive session and discuss the possible sale of it.
Can we have people come into executive session with us?
You can invite anybody you want into executive session, yes.
Okay. That would answer your question then. Okay, cool.
I mean,
I think we're going to the process right now. We'll probably have more questions in a couple weeks. Unless somebody has a question they wanna ask, but I have one more thing I need to add real quick, and then I promise you we can close the meeting. So this is the, this is what Mr. Brown here has looked at as getting for a plaque outside, cause this was donated, or we said we're gonna dedicate the building. And so this is kind of what the wordage is looking like. It's not gonna be color, it's gonna be bronze. But this is kind of the wording, we can do whatever we want to on it, we can pass this around. And that's kind of what the sign would be, the size of the sign. Here's what the signs would kind of, here's what the signs would kind of look like. This one looks a little scary, but this one right here actually isn't bad, and it kind of comes out a little bit. This one right here, I think, was around 3,000-ish. That's
yeah,
the most expensive, and then it goes down in prices. We go this way. So, ideas. You can look at these before or after the meeting. I mean, there's no set prices. If look at them, get a direction you want to go on them. And then we can actually nail down some actual prices and stuff on them. This is something we said we were going to do, like, what, 2 years ago? The process has been a little slow.
About a year.
Year and a half. But this is the picture that the family picked up that they wanted to. The family's hip on this. Looks kind of like Rock Hudson a little bit. And the family is likes the idea of this plaque idea. So that was the only thing I wanted to add. So anything else?
So they like that as opposed to what the original plan had been?
Yeah.
And they understand that?
John's been talking to them, so back and forth, and looking at samples with them and stuff, and they were happy with this. This would be a nice sign, kind of like the side of the U of I type signs that
they have on the fire station, but it's not got a face on it, but it's very tasteful, looks really nice on the outside of the building.
So and we are talking outside of the building?
Outside of the building.
Okay.
Probably couple different things. We can put it in front of the flagpole, or we can put it opposite of the flagpole over here, and then have a nice little sign that says, you know, dedicated memory. The wording could be whatever you want to, but I agree with Brown this. It should have Village of Tolono in it, service, and I said maybe Brandy can work her wordsmith on it to make it prettier, but they charge it by the word, so, or the character.
Letter, yeah.
So cool. Anything else? All right, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Motion to adjourn.
Exactly.